Islanders are set to decide whether or not to give the green light to legalising cannabis use next year. And Nelson is one of the country's cannabis growing hotspots and ranks third behind Northland and the North Island's East Coast for the number of plants police seized last year. So we sent our regional reporter Tracy Neal to ask people on the street what they think.
Nelson City busker Mario Paraha's views are clear on whether or not cannabis should be legal, but he's not sure the government will be.
I myself personally would probably say yes, but looking from the government side of view, they're probably going to keep it on a stranglehold so they've got control of the people. People will say yes, they'll say no. It's a matter of control, and they have no control if they actually give control. In the same instance, there are guidelines behind cigarettes and alcohol and the legalisation of all that sort of stuff.
Nelsonians seem fairly black and white on the subject, except on the amount that might become legal. The law would allow people to grow up to 2 plants each, or 4 per household, and buy up to 14 grams of dried cannabis a day. That's the equivalent of between 21 and 42 joints.
But you're virtually chain smoking this stuff if you're going to have 40.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
Someone's going to get very high having that much cannabis in their system.
I think that it sounds a bit excessive.
That sounds a very large amount. I'm not sure why it needs to be such a large minimum.
Retired insurance advisor Vern Marden doesn't want to see cannabis legalised.
I'm leaning against it because I don't think cannabis is, as a drug, is right for our community. I know a lot of people disagree, but I still have very, very strong beliefs that we don't need it.
He's worried about the harm it can cause to mental health. Nelson lawyer Jock Sutherland is opposed to cannabis being legal because of the harm it can create in the workplace.
And if they're working with machinery or driving a car or turning up to the office, then their brain's not functioning the way it was designed to function. And there's a detrimental effect on that.
And it's a no from Ruth Urban also. She supports the use of medicinal cannabis, but has lived overseas in communities where it's legal and says it drives up living costs.
People move to a place where it's legal from areas where it's not. So rentals go up. We've got a bad enough housing situation already. And I think that'll put even more pressure on the low-income rentals here. I've seen it happen overseas.
Central City vape store manager Matt Robinson says he's not yet sure which way he'll vote. He wants a chance to research the details and talk about it with his family.
We've got young kids. We've also got an 18-year-old boy as well. So it'll be interesting to see what his views are, because obviously when I was 18 a wee while ago was quite a bit different than what he is in the current climate.
But it's a definite yes from Janaya Instone.
I don't believe it's as big a problem as it's been made out to be. I think that it'll be controlled, and I believe that there's no limit on alcohol consumption, so why should it be on cannabis consumption?
Cannabis forms one of 2 referendums attached to next year's general election. National says the proposal doesn't yet have the level of detail the public deserves, including that it doesn't go into what it means for drug driving, for police training, what the tax rate will be, or the levels of THC. In Nelson for Checkpoint, Tracy Neal.